Shoo! What up, everybody? It's your boy Timmy Two Times in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot. Guess who's back? Guess who's back in the Mother Hubbard house? Well, what up, Southy Salt?
Well, he's not really in the house, but
No, I'm not.
He's in his really bare minimum minimalist apartment.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you know how to play this.
No. You're not the Mac.
Guess who's back?
By the way, that's for the Burger King commercial.
The Mac. No, all you right. mean McDonald's?
I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. And it's good to be back. Oh, shit, man. I missed a lot. You know, I was listening to the episodes, and as they're going, I'm like, what the heck, man? I got to be in on this, because there's a couple times when I'm talking to myself. I'm screaming at the thing, and I'm like, no, Tim, you got it all wrong.
Just kidding.
What are you talking about?
I'm just messing with you. Come on now.
You got it all wrong. Nobody I got did. It all right.
Yeah, except for the parts where you were wrong.
I'm always right.
Except for when you're wrong.
Hey, you know what? Even when I'm wrong, I'm always right.
Exactly.
The
right.
customer's always right, huh?
It's hard to listen without being able to participate, that's for sure. But I missed you guys, and I missed you too, lady. I'm glad I'm back.
We're glad you're back.
All right, so that, but... let's get down to this. So on this episode of The Salty Show, crisis at the border. Not the U.S. border, though. This time in the Mexico-Guatemalan border.
Ooh.
As Mexican military are forcefully pushing back the illegal migrant caravan. Have you guys seen the videos?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Very. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to show you something. All right. Impeachment is in full swing. This past week, Dems took up to 24 hours for their opening arguments. Republicans have now started their own arguments. And to be honest, in just 2 hours, they were able to decimate the Democrats. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you what we've discovered so far. Spoiler alert, more hysteria and no substance. By the way, Adam Schiff is the Jussie Smollett of Congress, if you guys didn't know.
Oh, I saw that. That cracked me up.
You saw that. Exactly. All right. Next, Puerto Rico is full of corruption. Wow. Have you guys seen those videos?
Yes.
Tell me you guys have. All right, so these fools have been holding the aid Trump sent to Puerto Rico back in 2017 for the Hurricane Maria relief.
Yeah.
So word got out, and the citizens stormed some warehouses, and lo and behold, they found all the aid, bro. I'm going to show you guys those videos.
Assholes.
All right, next. It's called the coronavirus. And no, it's not the latest Mexican cocktail mix. It's yet another virus that has its origins in China. 60 million people have been quarantined to get it under control. This latest event, however, has raised eyebrows and suspicion, questions on what is really happening out there in those Chinese biolabs, rumors of using deadly pathogens for biological warfare. We'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, sir. Okay, so what do we want to talk about first? I know, Heidi, you're preparing for the Heidi headlines, so I'll let you do it.
Oh, I got my headlines.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
All right, let's do it. Go for it.
Okay. So there was a massive explosion in Houston.
Was it shooting a rocket?
Massive West Houston explosion claims two lives. There was a manufacturing plant there that blew up at 4:24 this weekend in the morning, killing workers. And so, you know, I hate saying this because we're seeing more and more of how Houston, Texas is going to the blue
dark side.
I'm just saying they're just trying to clean up.
Dear
no,
Lord.
I'm kidding.
Oh no.
See, are you sure you missed us? Look, he's even rubbing his forehead. No, I'm kidding.
He even went dark.
No, but I'm sorry. That was not nice. But on a serious, the explosion that ripped across Houston at 4:24 in the morning killed two workers at Watson Grinding and Manufacturing before radiating outward and smashing into nearby homes and businesses.
I'm sorry, you said grinding and
manufacturing.
Huh.
When I saw that, I was like, well, that's kind of unusual, but it knocked houses off foundations, blew off door frames. Could you imagine sleeping 4:24 in the morning and you just like your house around you?
You'd probably
just falls over.
Yeah.
And you'd be dead.
And you just like wake up and you're just sitting in your bed like this. Like,
yeah. Shattered windows, cracked the sheet rocks, and up to 14 miles away.
Wow.
14 miles away that from the huge plant. Explosion.
What are they manufacturing there?
It just says grinding and manufacturing. I was trying to find like where it had more information of what it was, but
that doesn't make any sense.
It was debris was scattered everywhere, right? It makes you wonder.
It's probably something
for an area more than half a mile around.
That's scary.
So
I was going to say it's probably not something that they were probably manufacturing.
Well, right? I mean, I'm like,
it's a big meth lab that went up.
Heisenberg.
No, I mean, come on. Some of that stuff is very important. You know, you don't know. And do they know? Was it on purpose or is it an accident?
It says a hazardous materials team responded because it was, I mean, we're talking 200 homes and businesses around the outlying community. Arson investigators and agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives also joined the investigations. It kind of almost looks like it's still under investigation because it doesn't say exactly what happened. And it was just a very powerful, and there's a lot of people coming in to do a review.
Wow. Well, so I worked with a guy who used to work out at TRW out here in Phoenix. I think it's out in Mesa or Chandler. And they had a big manufacturing plant where they would actually mix the explosives for airbags.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to the point where they were having so many accidents when they were mixing this stuff. They had a fake wall on the side of the building that was it's basically a blast door. And whenever the room would explode, the blast doors would fly off the building. So basically they could channel the explosion out of the building instead of taking the entire building down. And he said that they had so many accidents that the government actually came out and said, no, you need to figure out what's going on here because you keep blowing shit up. Of course, that was his story. It could be completely false. I don't know, but
I'm like dying to know what they do. They've got people coming in about chemical,
yeah.
I mean,
health and safety. What the hell are they grinding and manufacturing in there?
Probably something explosive.
Well, duh.
Yeah,
grinding metals. It must be.
Well, you know, maybe they put some gunpowder in there.
Ooh, yeah.
Weird.
All right.
Yeah.
Next.
Anyway,
Houston sucks.
Oh, Lord have mercy. 3-year-old girl run over and killed after mother leaves her car in neutral in her own driveway. So this one bugs me because I'm like, how in the hell did that happen? Like,
how do you leave your car in neutral, or how the 3-year-old get under the car?
Both. Like, you know your 3-year-old's out there around the vehicle, so you slip it into neutral. And leave it?
I think we should put her behind the car and slip it into neutral and see what happens.
I mean, neutral, not park. Neutral. Why are you getting out of your car, walking away from it in fucking neutral?
Because people are...
Did she do it on purpose?
It just says...
Was it an accident?
It was an accident. SUV rolled over her 3-year-old daughter in the driveway.
Was it a stick or an automatic? Because, I mean, neutral and an automatic, neutral is in between drive and reverse. So you would have to, like, really not put it in... The right gear for that.
No, when I'm in neutral, if I'm on a hill on neutral, I'll roll a little bit.
Right. What I'm saying is if you pulled into your driveway and you thought you put it in park, right?
Yeah.
And you don't go all the way, you're in reverse, not neutral.
But that driveway might have a little hill on it.
All right. No, I understand that.
Just a smidget.
She says she inadvertently left the vehicle in neutral rather than park. So it's an automatic. I don't know. When I read that, I was like, well, I don't understand how do you do that?
Oh, distracted. Parents tend to be distracted. I know I get distracted when I got little hellions screaming in the back.
That's when you scream at them and tell them to shut up.
But again, a 3-year-old then is buckled into a seat. She was not. She was outside playing around the vehicle.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Or a taser. Taser water.
Who knows? I don't know. Yeah.
Every time they act up, just taser.
Sleeping gas in the back.
Yeah. And then this one I thought was really neat here in the Phoenix area. Night before last, at 8:05 p.m. a student performed CPR on a teacher and saved her life. So
okay.
What was that?
Ooh, I can only imagine where this is going.
Oh, what happened? What happened? Oh my God, we lost her.
Somebody's gagging.
She lost it.
So what happened?
He stuck his tongue down her throat.
Oh my God.
It's 8:00 at night. What are you doing?
With your teacher at 8:00 at night.
You know, that's a really good point. What are you doing with your teacher at 8:00 at night?
Oops. Nobody said that.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God. So, until this week, Metro Tech High School teacher Ellen Driscoll didn't know Salim Mohammed. Now she'll never forget him.
Oh my!
What I remember most is his floppy hair was coming down and touching her as he was doing chest compressions. Driscoll and a colleague were taking a lunchtime walk around campus Wednesday. Oh, okay. Yeah. They reported it days after, but when all of a sudden we were back where they were playing volleyball, and right then I realized she was just going to pass out, Driscoll said. I reached out to the student and said, "Help, help." Not far away, Mohammed was in the school gym. He says he was working out. These two girls came in and called to my coach, and I ran out with him. Salim followed the girls to the woman who was lying on the ground unconscious. They say her heart had stopped, and he just started doing chest compressions. And they called 911 while he was performing CPR for nearly 5 minutes. And I don't know if you've ever gone through a CPR class, but 5 minutes to do CPR feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
The work. Oh my God. This young man, that it's incredible what this, I got goosebumps, what this young man did for this.
So essentially he came out from working out.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there hovering over this freaking female that ain't moving, sweating all over. Then when she wakes up, like, why am I all sticky?
Yeah. I guarantee you, she was like, beautiful drops of sweat come over me now.
Yeah.
Believe me, I would have been saying that. I come back to life, sweaty old man on top of me. Come on now.
Apparently, the lady.
With a sweaty boob.
She apparently suffers from seizures. Oh my God. Should I mention she was like 75 years old? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm kidding. No, it doesn't.
Well, you know, 8 to 80 while the blind cripple are crazy.
But so, you know, in this world of like so many things we can hear that's hate and disaster and just not fun, that I thought was a pretty cool, uplifting story.
It's a beautiful story. I like it.
Except for the part where you made him at 8 o'clock at night being all... Yeah.
All creepy and
it
stuff.
It came out at 8 o'clock last night, but it happened on Wednesday, so I don't know if they just finally got with whoever it was. Because
they can only put positive news every once in a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah, God forbid.
You know, right? Everything, because everything's about to get real depressing real quick. So
yeah.
Next,
Florida man.
Okay, so Florida man, yeah. I kept it down to just a few because since I know we're getting back on track, so it's...
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so I just wanted to show you guys, the first video that I want to show you guys is the crisis at the border, and I don't want to get too much into it because I do have the impeachment and everything else to talk about. But I want to show you guys this. And to me, this is a clear example of the policies, the Trump policies that are working.
Holy cow. That's a lot of people.
That's Mexican police. The Mexican police against the migrants. Yep.
Man, you hear the whoa, whoa.
By the way, notice how it's the majority of men.
Yes, it's women and children. Oh, no, it's not. So is this actually on Mexico soil?
It's in Mexico on the border with Guatemala.
It's right at the border between Guatemala and Mexico. Okay.
You know, I feel bad. I would not want to be the first guy in line for the police. Because if you fall down? You just screwed up the whole thing.
But look at this right here. They're not showing no mercy.
Yeah, they're not. Get back. What part of get back don't you understand?
Anyway, so I wanted to show you guys that video because to me, again, it's evident that Trump's policies are working because now Mexico is involved in trying to control the flow, right? So this is good news.
Well, because it's hurting them because these guys are coming over, posting up at the American border.
Right.
They're having to pay for that. And now they're going, wait a minute.
Exactly.
There are people getting pissed because they're getting the better health care. They're overrunning the cities and doing everything. This isn't nothing new. They all got pissed. You know, what was it? Right in Baja, like right south of Baja. They were freaking out because the elite, the caravan, they overran these little outer cities just south of Baja. And they were like, no.
Yeah, they don't have the infrastructure to support that.
Well, but they were starting to do crimes in the city. Like everything spiked and they're like, oh no, hell no. This is a peaceful, quiet town. Get out of here, guys.
And not only that, they're taking advantage of their social welfare system, right? And it's an influx. Now, one thing that I think is worth mentioning is that, you know, Mexico looks at the border and is looking at what Trump's doing, reinforcing those walls, right? In some places, it's just little fences, dude.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a wall. And so Trump is replacing all that border that was just like little barriers. And he's putting, you know, I don't know how tall these walls, 16th beautiful wall, you know, exactly.
A great big beautiful wall.
And Mexico sees this and they're like, you know what, we got to do something because this influx of immigrants is going to stay in our soil. And so they're now enforcing their own borders,
good.
Which is good.
Good. It's about time. We should have been enforcing our borders for the last 50 years.
All right.
Don't worry. Next Democrat comes in, those walls are getting taken down. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They are pretty. They are. We're like, I'm so pissed that we did not.
I want to go sign my name.
Yeah, I want to go to the wall so bad.
You still can. You know that, right?
We need an adopt the wall policy where you adopt like
we need to go one
wall.
The three of us jump in the truck
the salty
and drive.
Wall.
I'm telling you, come on.
I would do that. I'd go see the wall. I got nothing else better to do.
Why not? We should do it.
We'll put Rocco in there and just let him bark at everybody.
Take Rocco and Bonnie. They can sit in the back seat with me.
We could throw him over the fence.
It's just Rocco.
All right. So
my dog will behave better than yours. No.
My dad didn't say she wouldn't. You can put a shot collar on her.
All right, let's get down to the next subject. Now, I wanted to talk about what was going on in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
And I have some videos to show you guys. But let's take a walk down memory lane. And if you guys remember Hurricane Maria in late 2017, that one devastated Puerto Rico. And shortly after, there were efforts made to get aid out to Puerto Rico. And it quickly became a blame game of inaction.
Yeah.
So the local Democrats and the media were blaming Trump for not wanting to release aid to Puerto Rico. And Trump stood his ground and said, look, the aid that they initially sent, the money and the supplies, he claimed that they were being misused by corrupt politicians in Puerto Rico.
Yep.
And so he refused to continue to send them more until they showed evidence that the supplies were being dispersed appropriately, right, to the people. Well, after 2 years, it's been revealed that Trump was right yet again. They found warehouses full of hurricane supplies. I'm going to show you guys videos. The local citizenry, they went in and man, they overcame the authorities, I guess, there. And now the Democrats in Puerto Rico were willing. This is one thing that nobody's saying, right? And the media is not covering that. The Democrats in Puerto Rico were willing to see their own people suffer and die as long as it made Trump look bad.
Yeah.
And so
they're destroying.
It's criminal.
They're doing
it's the criminal. They need to go to jail.
They're doing the same thing to the country.
Yeah.
That's criminal.
Destroying the country just to make him look bad. It's like, what the hell are you people doing? What is wrong with you?
He's going to win again because of this.
Yeah.
Time and time again. I'm sorry. If you are stating that somebody's doing the wrong thing and he's really doing the wrong thing, yes, I would never stand up for the president. But if he's doing the right thing and calling you out on your BS and people are like, oh, no, he's just a dictator. He's a hit. No, you lied. Yeah, you lose. I got no sympathy for you. You, whatever you say does not mean nothing to me anymore. I'm sorry. This is BS, man.
So I'm going to show you guys the first video and then like I said, I have a series of videos. So I'm going to show you guys.
So childish. Maximize that.
So right here, they just opened up the doors to the warehouses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pallets and pallets of water and...
It's Costco.
Yeah, it looks like a Costco full of hurricane supplies. There's so much of it, they can't walk down the aisles. They have to walk on top of it all.
Exactly.
And there's shipping notes on there, so they're looking at the dates going, oh, wow, this is from when it happened.
Right. Diapers.
Oh, look, it's Coquilina. Oh, no,
no.
I'm kidding.
No, he's showing diapers, yes.
And, oh, my God, look at the diapers and wipes.
Mira.
Look.
We need a translation here.
So he's basically saying, look at the necessity. The people's necessity and the government is holding this back. That's what he's saying. He's yelling. The people are in need, and the government is playing games. Is basically what they're saying.
And this was two and a half years ago? 3 years ago?
2 years ago. Late 2017. October 2017.
Late 2017.
Yeah.
So yeah, about a little over 2 years ago. Yeah. And this has just been sitting there for 2 years while these people are...
Yeah.
I'm assuming, are they still recovering, or are they?
Oh yeah, they were.
So this was the first warehouse that they uncovered, and the videos just went viral, and so people started, you know, asking, "Well, what the hell? If there's this one warehouse, there's got to be more," and they have found more, dude. And that's the thing, man. Like, and if you go back and you listen to the media and you listen to the Democrat politicians in Puerto Rico, they all were saying Trump wants to watch people die. Why is Trump so racist? They were saying this was a racist thing, dude. And Trump from the get said, look, we sent supplies. Where is it? Why are the people still in need? And here the government's fucking has warehouses of this shit.
So you need to find those politicians and throw their asses in jail.
Oh, they've already.
So what are they Instagram? So what are they saying on Instagram? What are some of the comments? Because I'm sure somebody's like, oh, this is staged and they're lying and Trump paid these guys.
The vast majority of the people who are posting this are Puerto Ricans. They see, look, did they do this just to make Trump look bad? Exactly. And a lot of these accounts are not. I mean, this account here, but the guy who posted the video, they're not conservative, dude. These guys are just regular people who are seeing this, and they're being exposed to the lies. Now, let me show you more videos because, again, this is something that – so the people revolted, right? And I want to show you a video, of the latest video of the protests that are happening after they found even more warehouses. So here's another video. And, again, this is in the streets of Puerto Rico. They're carrying a guillotine.
Oh, shit. I didn't see this one.
Yeah. That's a guillotine.
They're carrying a guillotine to find the people that are hiding their goods.
It's more symbolic, right? They're basically saying,
right. They should shoot their head off.
Well, you know what? I mean, a lot of people died because these people held on to those supplies and they did not
get it. Yeah. This is criminal. They all need to go to jail.
They do.
Everybody in office needs to be held accountable. I'm sorry, from the top all the way down, because somebody knew and they didn't speak up and people died. Innocent people. This is not a Trump thing. This is not a Republican. This is really crummy leaders that have a hidden agenda and you just let your own people die. Right. That just goes to show you don't give a crap.
All right. So I'm assuming that this stuff is running, you know, 24/7 on CNN and MSNBC, right?
No.
This is social media
covering this, not the news.
Holy shit. Stop.
What?
Kobe Bryant died.
What?
Kobe Bryant killed in a helicopter crash just now.
What?
Uh-oh.
Are you sure?
I just got an alert on my phone, dude.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh man, that's going to be the news of the Kobe Bryant dies in helicopter crash. Wow.
Oh my god, I have goosebumps. Reportedly killed in 17 minutes ago.
Kobe Bryant. Let me read this. So Kobe Bryant, the Los Angeles Lakers superstar and future NBA Hall of Famer, died on Sunday in a helicopter crash. He was 41. He's young. Officials confirmed to Variety that Bryant was a passenger on board a helicopter that crashed in Los Angeles County suburb of Calabasas.
Wow.
TMZ first reported the news. Wow. A five-time NBA champion with the LA Lakers, Bryant was considered one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He is survived by his wife, Vanessa, four daughters, Gianna, Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. Wow, bro. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
That's going to be the big news, man. That's this week. They're going to.
He was only a week and a half. Oh, he was born on our anniversary.
Wow.
He's two weeks to the day older than me.
It's a shame. Sorry to hear about you. I mean,
his poor family. His kids have got to be young.
Yeah.
For four of them.
They're gonna speed up everything, all the awards, all that stuff. He's gonna go, they're gonna get his number, Hall of Famer, all the everything that goes.
Oh yeah,
I didn't mean to interrupt, but no, hey, just, dude,
this is it's breaking news, man. We're not live yet.
Wow.
R.I.P. Kobe, man, that's crazy. Wow. Jesus.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. God be with his family and his children. Wow.
I'm going to move on to the next subject. I'm going to touch on this because it was something that it happened a few weeks ago. But I think there's a couple things worth mentioning. And I don't know if you guys talked about it. I don't remember if hearing you, if you guys did talk about it, but it was basically World War III. Everybody was freaking panicking that it was going to be the next world war because the U.S. killed Qassem Soleimani. Well,
crickets.
They went bonkers, dude. They lost it. They were clamoring for the beginning of World War III and nothing, man. And I'm sure.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Iran did try to attack certain bases in Iraq, but all they did was reveal that they're they're totally inept, man. And the awesome power of the U.S. military. I'm going to show you some videos here. Now, first, let's talk about their total ineptitude. Wow, dude. In all that chaos of the war talk, the Iranian military shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane. You guys heard about this, right?
Yeah.
176 people on board died. Now, this led to mass protests of the Iranian people calling for the death of the Ayatollah. Now, obviously, we don't live in the dictatorial country, but you know that these people protesting on the streets takes courage.
Oh yeah, and especially in that country,
right? Of course, crickets from the news media, man. And I wanted to show you a couple videos of the change because, if you remember, again, everybody was saying World War III is upon us.
And
they didn't show the students who were out there protesting. Now, one thing that I wanted to show you guys was here they are. I'm going to show you this video here where they're out gathering. And there's something unique about what they're doing here that, again, the news media did not tell us about. And this, oh, motherfuckers. Hold on. See,
was it the video of the students protesting, walking around the Israeli and American flag?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
And it's funny because the narrative was they hate us, they hate America, kill everybody. But then what the college students were proving, and this was not on any of the news media outlets, was them showing the protests in Iran and the students walking around the flag, showing respect to the American flag in Israel. They don't hate. There's a lot of people that do not hate us in that country, and there's a lot of people that do hate us. We only hear about the people that hate us, and we all say they all hate us. That's not true. That's not real news.
Right.
That's not real. That's a narrative.
Exactly.
That's controlling a narrative to say we can go in and take out that country. But if you do go start blowing them up and innocent people die that were on your side, we'll no longer be with you. So by all CNNs and everything, it's like, oh, Iran hates us. And we go in and we puff our chest and we stop. It's a narrative.
Yep.
It's helping the narrative of keeping the crazies there.
Yep.
They don't want them. These kids during the protest were storming the government buildings.
Yep. Yep.
They wanted them out.
One thing that's reminiscent of the Iranian protests, student protests, is very similar to the Hong Kong protest. And to me, both of those protests, they are a clear example of how America, the United States, is a beacon of hope for people that are either in danger of living in a dictatorial type government or people who already do. And so the message is, don't listen to the fake news, man, because, again, wall-to-wall coverage. I remember, these guys, wall-to-wall coverage, World War III, because Russia and China and I don't know what, and everybody was buying it. And it's like nothing happened. But yet they don't issue an apology. They don't go online or they don't go on their newscast and they say,
all those Hollywood actors and actresses saying that World War III is on the corner. It's like,
the fact that Iran shot down that Ukrainian jet. You know, that passenger jet.
Right.
Like the news media should have been covering that left and right saying what's going on. Barely anything. Anything.
Right. You know, wasn't the last commercial airline that was shot down by missile? Wasn't that a Ukrainian flight, too?
I thought it was, they never confirmed that the Malaysia one was shot down.
No, they knew it was shot down.
Then that's not the one. Then it wasn't Malaysia. It had to been another one, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
See, it was over the Ukraine, at least.
Do you see Trump's tweet yesterday?
What? Which one?
I know this guy's breaking records. He's slick, man. He's writing stuff in in English and he's getting and writing it in Farsi. He tweeted last night, Iranian foreign minister says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. but wants sanctions removed. No thanks.
Yeah.
But the fact that now all of a sudden they're starting to come, they want to come to the table. They'll stop playing.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to happen? This stuff is going viral. Yeah. They've messed up so much. They've lost control. The only way to bring back in the people is start getting, if they can get sanctions removed and boost the economy a little bit, make people feel good, they'll hopefully forget about it. And look what I did. Nope.
Right.
Nope. Nope.
I just want to show you guys here the missile defense in action as these guys are trying to send.
That looks so cool. I mean, I know it's sad what they're doing.
They just shot down a missile in midair.
Yeah.
That's so dope. That is so dope.
Where is this at?
This is at the this is part of what they were trying to take down the this is the Iranians. This is the defense that happened during that
time. This is in Iran.
Yep. Oh, Iraq, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Iraq.
Yeah. Huh. So this is outside the bases because these motherfuckers were sending. sorry, I'm cussing. But they,
so this is a missile defense unit outside of an air base, a U.S. air base in Iraq.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's amazing right there, man. That stuff is pretty badass.
And again, this is just. I mean, Iran thinks that they're going to do something. Dude. They're going to, poke the bear, and then the bear responds.
We're swatting their million-dollar missiles out of the air like they're flies. Right? Get out of here.
And here's one thing that Trump was able to do also. He was able to say, hey, by the way, how is Iran affording these million-dollar freaking missiles?
There you go.
What happened? Right. Who gave them freaking pallets of cash? Russian. Exactly.
We just bought the missiles that we shot down.
Exactly. All right. Let's get down to impeachment.
He didn't buy him.
Impeachment because.
Oh, is that still going on?
Yeah. Now, before we get to
can we invent a missile defense system for that? Just shoot that down.
Exactly. It's already been invented, Jeremy. It's called logic and common sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, we're not using that one.
Wait, I thought you were about to say communism. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Stop.
All right. So before we get into the Senate trial, I want to go through some social media posts that put this impeachment stuff into perspective a little bit. Now, the first thing I'm going to show you is a picture that clearly shows how popular this impeachment thing is. And this is not a made up picture, guys. This picture here shows you the people that are showing up in to Capitol Hill to protest or to support impeachment. That's it.
The five of them?
That's it.
Oh, hold on. I would say that there's more press there than there actually are protesters.
That is the press. You're exactly. Like, oh, wait, we need a sign, man. Yeah. This looks bad.
They're
there's
the
like
same,
five people wearing orange shirts.
All right. Now, again, all this is painting a picture of impeachment, gives you guys a perspective of what's going on. Now, here's another video that shows Democrats have been calling for impeachment since day one. Okay. This is nothing to do with what happened 5-6 months ago where President Trump coerced the president of Ukraine to whatever, whatever, whatever. This is a compilation video of Democrats calling for impeachment since day one.
Protests against Donald Trump's election victory surged overnight and some became violent.
Burning cars and smashed windows.
Some set fires or threw bricks into windows of businesses.
I object to the certificate from the state of Georgia on the grounds that the electoral votes were not.
Do you plan on trying to forge a relationship with Donald Trump?
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
The president elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
The list of Democratic lawmakers boycotting Friday's inauguration.
This is in January of 2017.
62 House Democrats. Man. They say it's a boycott.
So help me God.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere.
That never gets old, man. It never gets old.
That day,
I'm sorry.
The Washington Post ran a story that the campaign to impeach the president has already begun.
I have thought an awful lot
about blowing up the White House.
How does she not go to jail for that, by the way?
I agree.
To call for the impeachment of the president.
There's the photo. We've blurred out the bloody replica of President Trump's head that she was holding.
I'm not running for anything except the impeachment of Trump.
That cunt.
This is in 2017.
Trump from office.
Dozens and dozens of Democratic members of the House have already signed up for impeachment efforts.
This president has more than met the criteria to be impeached.
Impeachment is, except at any given time, half of the House and two-thirds of the Senate say it is.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
The House of Representatives conducted a symbolic vote yesterday on a hastily written impeachment resolution. 95 Democrats in favor of impeachment.
He's an illegitimate president.
All but two House Democrats voted for these new impeachment rules.
There is no bipartisan support for this impeachment process.
The fact is, this is a partisan impeachment.
And I'd like to impeach the bastard right now.
There is, I think, grave risk to the country with waiting until we have every last fact.
We cannot rely on an election to solve our problems.
We must devote everything we have toward victory.
Wait a minute. That's
we
the best
have
one.
To get rid of the
wait, pause that. When he's like, we can't allow we can't leave it up to a vote to get him out. Like, what the? Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
Kind of the way that
isn't
works.
That the whole point of elections?
Right.
Is if you don't like the guy, you get him out.
No, because they know they know they can't win, Tim.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm having the conversation of when you hear the things they say and people agree with it,
right.
That it's sickening because what you're saying is, if you don't like somebody because they won,
right,
we're just going to stamp our feet and we're going to say impeachment. So what you're going to do is when a Democrat comes into office, we're going to go do the same thing with the Republicans. We're going to impeach him right away.
Exactly.
And now all you're doing is getting nothing done. This is a terrible, terrible precedent to set because this is what's going to happen. And hopefully the Republicans can use their brains going forward. When a Democrat comes in, don't play this stupid game.
Yep.
Don't play this game. Cause it's nonsense.
Yeah. Cause these guys are, they don't want to compromise. They don't want to negotiate. They don't want nothing.
No.
So this
stamp your feet like children.
I have another video I'm gonna show you
guys.
They
don't even stamp feet anymore.
That Trump tweeted this video. I don't know. I don't think he made it. I think it was the GOP who made this video, but it shows the importance that the Senate plays and the separation of powers, basically, and duties and responsibilities that each has. And this video does a great job of showing the importance of that, the important role that the Senate plays.
They never wanted him to be president. They never even thought it was possible.
This isn't a real presidential run.
Trump will not be president.
He will never be president.
But then, America spoke.
A complete earthquake.
Donald Trump wins the presidency.
And when President Trump was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, the left lost it. This impeachment sham started the day he was elected.
The first headline in the Washington Post before the president was inaugurated was they were going to impeach him.
I will fight until he is impeached.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
This is about preventing a potentially disastrous outcome from occurring next year.
They're impeaching me, you know why? Because they want to win an election. And that's the only way they can do it.
So let's be clear. This is not some neutral judgment that Democrats came to reluctantly. It's not some somber moment or serious exercise for the left. It is the predetermined end of a partisan crusade.
Nancy Pelosi has said she's not going to send the articles of impeachment over.
Wait a minute. This is not very serious if you're not sending over the articles.
For handing out souvenir impeachment pens.
The Congress is wasting a lot of their time and our time.
I've been a Democrat for 49 years. I'm very disappointed in the Democratic Party right now.
They are trying to prevent President Trump from winning a second term.
An angry mob is at the gate. But the United States Senate has the watch. The Senate exists for moments like this. So it's time for the adults in the room to have their seat at the table. Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats have had their turn. The sham is over. A fair trial starts now.
It's So let me ask you this, because everybody keeps saying that he's been impeached. He hasn't been impeached.
He's not
impeached. They drew up articles of impeachment to go to trial. This will determine if he gets impeached or not. So when people really need to get it out of their minds that he's been impeached, because if he's been impeached, he wouldn't be in power. He has not been impeached.
How did that work with Clinton then? Wasn't it the same thing?
Yeah, I thought the articles, once they get drawn, it's still the trials. Yeah,
so technically the impeached doesn't necessarily mean he's removed. Right. So
removed from office.
So he is technically impeached in the House. But here's the thing that the role that the Senate can play, it's that they can exonerate him. Meaning that they can declare him innocent of those charges. So if the Senate took on this trial, they're going to listen to it. They can vote to exonerate and say, look, you know what? Yeah. He's not guilty. And everything that the House said, you know, etch a sketch, homie, done, it's gone. And so they can do that. So right now, after they listen to the opening statements, they're going to be able to say, hey, because the Republicans right now, or the Trump's defense team, basically, they're presenting their arguments this week. They did about an hour and a half on Saturday, and they're going to continue, I think.
Yeah, yesterday they did a bunch.
Yeah, they're going to continue Monday and Tuesday, I believe. And then once that's done, then the senators can vote to either continue, or they can vote to just dismiss it, or they can vote to exonerate and go from there.
They're going to vote to dismiss and exonerate. Probably.
I thought I was listening to the impeachment yesterday live, and the head attorney for Trump, he's like, it's not going to, like, Democrats took you through 3 days, 24 hours. Yeah, of this.
They're not going to take that long.
Basically bullshit. Yeah. And he said, we're not going to take that long. No. We don't need that much time. And like the very first video that the one guy showed of testimony, point blank, the guy's like, no, this is all a lie. This isn't true. And that should have been the end of it. Like, I don't understand. I guess
I'm going to cover.
I don't understand what more they need to see for evidence.
Heidi, I'm going to cover those points. But again, I know I'm taking a while to get there, but I'm trying to paint you guys a picture of everything, the ground that has been set. Now, here's one more video that I want to show you guys, or just the information. 21 attorney generals from around the country, they signed this letter or whatever, saying that this impeachment is a sham and that they reject the articles of impeachment that the House and the managers came up with. Now, I'm not going to play the video, but I just wanted to show you. Yeah.
So the attorney generals, they don't have a say in what the Senate does, right?
No.
That's just they're just saying this is garbage. Don't waste your time publicly.
Exactly. But this goes to show you how much the states, right? Because the states are going to play a role in this. And if it gets down to that. And so this kind of shows them in a united front, 21 states basically saying, look, what you guys are doing out there in Washington, 21 states, we don't agree. And so, and this is just, it's symbolic. It really doesn't mean anything, but it lays the groundwork in the event that there is a constitutional challenge, the states would play a role. So let me move on. As the trial began, there was a picture that came out that it's funny because it shows you guys how unprepared the Democrats were and how prepared the Trump legal team was. And it's just one picture, but it makes it beautifully. Look at the paperwork down here. there's scattered.
It's a sea of white.
Yeah, and then these guys are just like, you know, they got it, man. And you can tell this is 24 hours, man. It took them 24 hours to repeat the same shit over and over. This guy said the same thing over and over again, so did Adam Schiff. And these guys, within an hour and a half, were quickly able to dismantle all the arguments. And I'm going to get to it right now. So these are the key facts in the impeachment fiasco, okay, that the legal team was able to present just in that first day. And it was the first one. So the call transcripts show no link between investigations and security assistance of a presidential meeting.
Okay.
Okay. So what the Democrats were saying is, hey, the president wants something, a quid pro quo, before the president meets with the before Trump meets with the president of Zelensky. The call transcripts don't show that. In fact, Trump had already arranged, based on that call transcript, Trump had told him, hey, you know what? I want you to come to the White House. He didn't say, I want you to come to the White House. I want you to come to Washington. But first, I need you to do this, right? He didn't say that. So the call transcripts show no link. The next one. Ukrainians repeatedly have said there was no quid pro quo and they felt no pressure, right? Yet Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler want the American people to believe that they can read the Ukrainians' leadership's mind and that they know that that Trump was pressuring them. Again, this is being shown as evidence to impeach a president. Next one. I'm going to keep going here. Ukraine did not know security assistance was paused until more than a month after the call. And there is clear evidence of this because once Ukraine found out, and the legal team was able to show this by, you know, showing here are the calls. Here is when the Ukraine started ramping up their, hey, what's going on? When are we going to get the aid? When are we going to get the aid? Right. And so they were able to show clearly that they weren't even asking any questions until a political, I believe it was Politico, released a story that Trump was holding Ukrainian funds. And so then Ukraine started saying, hey, is this true? Is this true? Is this true? This was a month after the call that supposedly was the quid pro quo call. Okay. Next, none of the Democrats' witnesses say President Trump linked investigations to security assistance or a meeting. And they showed this in evidence because they said, look at this witness. They asked him that specific question. They said, no, I don't know for a fact. Next witness.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. They all said no. Next one. Ukraine announced no investigations and still received security assistance in a presidential meeting. And this is the underlying fact. To show that there's a quid pro quo, President Trump would have had to not meet and not give them the security assistance that they requested. And here's another fact that they were able to show. In fact, Trump sold them, Javelin, some military weapon that is supposedly a big threat to in the fight with Russia. Because right now, Ukraine and Russia are having this little war at their border, in border towns. They're having this constant battles and that people are not aware of. So Trump sold this to them, something that the Obama administration refused to sell them and provide them with. All right, so the next one and the final one, and this is what the one I was just saying. President Trump strengthened U.S. support for Ukraine. He gave them those military weapons that they had been asking for years. And again, here is how the arguments that the Democrats presented are basically demolished. Now, I'm going to talk about one thing here, and I know I'm dragging this out, but I want to mention this point, which is the whole issue of obstruction of Congress, one of the articles of impeachment that the Democrats were able to send over to the Senate. Now, the president challenged the subpoenas because in his mind, Pelosi didn't take a House vote for official impeachment proceedings to begin. So in his mind, Trump said, look, here's the deal. She didn't have this vote. Therefore, it's not legitimate. And I'm not going to abide by these subpoenas or anything until after they vote for it, right? This was the Trump's defense argument. And now, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, goes on Fox News and he explains the reasons why they did this, and he does it masterfully. Now, Democrats want the Senate to subpoena Trump's executive team, so that those people can be subjected to a level of scrutiny in the hopes that they can reveal something, anything for which that they can indict, right? Problem is they didn't do that in the House hearings. The reason was because if they had done so, then Trump could have claimed executive privilege and then it would have gone to the courts and he would have won in the courts because there is precedent. The courts have ruled that those advisors and people closest to the president are immune to congressional subpoenas in order for there to be a true separation of powers, basically. However, now here's the thing. Again, we're talking about the reason Trump, the obstruction of Congress, the reason Trump did not want his executive team to be subjected to subpoenas. And so the Democrats didn't challenge it because they've lost cases in the past where the courts have said, no, this the Trump can claim executive privilege on these people. Now, however, if it's the Senate that calls for Trump's executive team to testify, there is precedent there that the courts won't intervene, meaning the Senate could subpoena and the president and his team would have to comply. Democrats in the House knew this, and that's why they didn't pursue it in the House, so that it could be done in the Senate. And if the Senate refuses to do this, which is most likely what they're going to do, and they should do this, then the Democrats can claim that the senators are colluding with the president. You see how this is, how they've concocted this in their head, dude.
Oh, God.
And so Democrats in the House, Botox Pelosi, Humpty Dumpty Nadler, and Pencil Neck Schiff, are basically admitting that they didn't respect the courts enough to wait on a decision from the courts on the Trump subpoena challenges. They wanted to get this passed before Christmas. And they said, you know what? Forget the courts. We're just going to have to deal with it in the Senate. Now, this shows you that they wanted the Senate to do their dirty work, the subpoenas. So they've been caught, dude. And this is another thing that the Trump defense team was able to show, and Lindsey Graham was able to highlight. It was beautiful. I wanted to show you this video. There are protesters, right? And so they're going to the senators, offices while they're in recess or whatever, while they're, you know, not in the trial. And here's a video of Adam Schiff. This is an ex-Soviet who goes and challenges Adam Schiff and basically calls him a commie.
You liar. You kill your kids. I came from Soviet, goddammit. I will debate with
Shift
you.
Shift him to Venezuela.
Sucker. Move to Venezuela, Mr. Schiff. Comrade.
calls him a comrade.
What about Biden's video? Do you guys see Biden's video?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Where Biden lost it on this
no,
dude.
No, what?
Yo, Biden has lost his mind. When you had that segment, left has lost their mind, Biden has lost his mind.
Yeah. Sorry. They have all lost their minds.
No, he's like screaming at you. A guy asked him a question. He's like, why did you call Bernie a liar? He's like, why? Like, he's literally like, holy cow, dude.
Creepy Joe's lost his shit.
Because they're getting called out in so much crap.
Yeah.
And then
they used to be able to walk around with impunity, and now it's just like,
well, what about Elizabeth Warren going after Bernie Sanders? And he's like, we're not doing this here. We're not doing this here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Did you just call me a liar on live TV?
We're not doing this here. We're not doing this here. We're not doing this here. And you're just like, whoa.
Okay, guys, I bet you didn't see this one, Tim. This was freaking hilarious. Now, guys, who is Chuck Schumer talking to in this video? This is not a doctored video.
Okay.
This is a real video. This is Chuck Schumer right here. Before he sits down, tells him to get out of his chair.
Look at that lady's face. That lady's face?
What was that?
I don't know, but you see her face.
Did he go?
They're going to show it again. Right? Look at it. Look at the watch.
Get out of my chair. What's he saying? Does anybody know what he's saying?
Get out of my chair.
Oh, he's talking.
And then look at the lady's face.
Maybe it was.
Who's he talking to?
It's Clint Eastwood and Obama's in the chair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of my chair. Yes.
She's like uncomfortable. Like, why are you touching me? And then he walks across the hall to an empty chair. He's like, you going to get out of my chair? You want to get out of my chair?
No, that lady's face.
Harry the Rabbit?
That lady behind the face was priceless.
So weird.
Oh, my God.
They've lost it, man.
Dude, because they're 175,000 years old, bro. Like, they could barely freaking get out of bed and put a tie. Oh, my God, man. Right, like, this is when you know it's time. Like, this is why we need term limits, because that shit, like, there's the... No. Term limits, we need them.
We need them. I agree. Let's vote for that. How do we get that on the ballot for next year?
Seriously, man.
We need
how,
to.
How do we do it? Let's do it. We'll make it the salty bill. It'll be the salty bill.
Yes. Prop 69.
All right. So so today news broke that a recording where Trump said he wanted Ukrainian ambassador fired. Did you guys see this video? Mm-hmm. So there's this guy named his name is Lev Parnas. He's a business associate to Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney. And he attended a dinner meeting slash, you know, private meeting where the president was also attending. And he recorded the president secretly with his phone. And by the way, silence from the news media on the legalities of the action, because this could be a clear violation of the Espionage Act. Now, remember how the media reacted to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange? They were like, this is, he needs to be prosecuted. Silence from this guy. And in fact, they're like promoting him and, you know, oh, this means he's legit because he recorded Trump and he's got more videos and bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Meanwhile, nobody is saying that Trump can fire and hire ambassadors as he pleases. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
And this happened back in April of 2018. This recording that he did was 2018, way before the whole Ukrainian thing shit came about, way before Zelensky won. So why, if there is this corruption that happened on a phone call, why is Trump calling for somebody to be fired a year prior to that? Again, this exonerates Trump.
Because he was able to foresee the future that,
exactly,
you know, in 2019, Zelensky was going to win because he helped conspire to get him in there. So he wanted him fired to put his own boy in there so that they can go after Biden and totally manipulate the election. Boom, done. Oh, see, he manipulated the election. He knew it.
Yeah.
I just created a news story. There you go, guys. That's the news story. That's the narrative. Bye.
But you know what? Here's the deal. We have a fighter in the White House, man. And here's a video.
Oh, he's not going.
I love it.
Even if he got impeached, he's going down. He's going to tell everybody who killed JFK.
Seems to have made it her job.
Who, Pocahontas? Pocahontas? Well, no.
You think I laugh?
Look, she is
very offensive.
You tell me. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas?
So he does it again.
He just goes back.
Do they put the blood in his mouth?
Yeah. Isn't that great? I love it. All right, Heidi.
Sounds like something I would do.
That's very offensive.
Oh, really? Okay, really?
Yeah, Pocahontas. He just left.
Anyways, Pocahontas. All right, Heidi. I think I'm done with the latest news. It's crazy about what happened with Kobe Bryant, man. I gotta go find out what's going on there, man. News is probably just, it's gonna be wall to wall this week.
Twitter's over 3 million already.
Hey, yeah, wait a minute. Did Kobe Bryant have anything on the Clintons?
Wow. Too soon.
Wow.
Wait.
Stop.
What we really need to ask ourselves is who else was on that helicopter? Who else was on that helicopter? And did they have any shit on the Clintons?
You know what? That's probably what it is. Somebody did something.
Somebody did something.
Wait. Nelson's going to all of a sudden choke on whatever he's eating right there.
All right, so anyway. Heidi, what do you got with
crazy news?
What is it? Crazy chronicles.
I mean, so North Carolina dog. Okay, wait a minute. Not easy being green. North Carolina dog births a unique puppy. The Avengers may have gained a canine sidekick after a North Carolina family's dog gave birth to a bright green puppy named Hulk.
It's not a
there are no pictures that I can find on this because
really?
I want to see, well, on this particular article.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen a picture of it.
Because I'm like, I want to see this puppy.
It's ugly.
Can you find it? Yeah, I was going to say, find it. Hulk puppy.
Oh, it's right here. I have a picture.
Hulk green puppy.
No, yeah, you better. It was just.
Oh, right
just
there, right there, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right there. Third on the far. Oh, my goodness. It made me think of the Unnatural Selection documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is that.
But he's got a white, and he's got a white face.
This is the Casper Cas9.
You think they genetically engineered the.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I was like, holy crap. Did it finally happen that.
Is it just me or does that look more yellow than green?
Well, yeah. Lime green.
The picture's on here. It's bright green. You can see it in the top where the mama is, where she's the lime green puppy named Hulk was born to see it on the far.
Yeah. Lime green. Yeah. Huh.
All of a sudden, that dog is going to wind up,
they'll sell it on eBay for $7 million.
Somebody will spend $7 million for it.
Gypsy, a white shepherd owned by Haywood County resident Shanna Stammy, delivered 8 puppies Friday morning. Gypsy's 3-hour labor was going smoothly until the 4th puppy came out as a small but mighty tuft. I don't know, of lime green fur, Stammy said. I started freaking out, but everybody was healthy.
I keep that one.
I would keep it too. I wouldn't be able to sell it.
I bet it'll come out a few months from now that they dyed the dog.
Oh, wow.
There's some sort of birth. It says regular baths and daily licks from Gypsy are expected to fade Hulk's green hue in a few weeks.
However, the
puppy's newfound superpower, which the family has deemed an aggressive appetite, will likely remain. Holy crap.
Why would they assume that the color is going to fade from the dog cleaning itself or the mom cleaning the puppy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know enough about
Unless
dogs.
It is they dyed them.
Speaking about not knowing enough about dogs, where the hell is Rocco?
Hey, they need to put shorts on that dog.
purple shorts. Right?
It's offensive. Yeah, exactly.
Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
That's offensive.
Okay. I'm going to let you guess the state of this one.
Oklahoma.
Woman selling tortillas didn't realize she was using a dildo as a rolling pin.
It has to be Arizona or California.
We're guessing states? New Mexico.
So.
What do you got, Nelson? Guess the state from this headline.
Woman selling tortillas didn't realize she was using a dildo as a rolling pin.
Oh, my God. Got to be California.
Oh, my God. Is it on my face?
California. All
right. It says.
That.
San Antonio, Texas woman Texas. Just trying to make an honest couple of extra bucks by selling homemade tortillas has gone accidentally viral because she apparently is not up to date with the latest in dildos designs. The woman named Peggy began selling her produce on Facebook Marketplace to help illustrate that her, oh my God, she was publicly posting this.
Oh, pull it up, please. Pull this
to
up.
To help illustrate that her tortillas were authentic and scratch made and thus worth purchasing. Peggy included a picture of some freshly rolled dough in her post with the rolling pin she used included in the shot. Except that the rolling pin was a big honking purple dildo.
Oh, let me see this.
Big honking purple dildo.
Oh yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
This one?
The first article.
Yeah, it was the first article, but
No, up right there. The one. Rare humor tortillas. Yes.
No.
That was on Twitter.
What is that?
Is it on my face? I don't know what's going on right now. Is it on my face?
Fresh tortillas.
Oh, I have fresh, all right.
She's selling them on Instagram and Twitter.
Fresh. I guarantee she's a hit.
Does not look good with all that white shit on it.
The comments.
What are they called? Rolling pin. Wait. You've been rolling with a dildo. Rolling pin.
Why did your picture have a dildo then?
Only an uncultured swine would not see that.
It's a vibrating rolling pin.
It's called the dildo. It's called the vibrating rolling pin. So
look at her. She's like honestly fighting over. Yeah, it's called the vibrating rolling pin.
No, it's a vibrating.
I think she knew it was a dildo.
Yeah. Do you?
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know how old is she.
Let me ask you a question.
Why would a rolling pin need to vibrate?
Let me.
It helps roll it out.
I got a question. I have a question for you. Does that break health code violation?
Only if she puts it in her butt now, between it.
Exactly. Did she use it?
We lost Tim. Tim's done.
You asked.
Now imagine all those people who bought tortillas from her. The face.
Oh my God.
The face that they have to give their kids now and their family. Like you bought tortillas from that bitch.
And you'd be like,
we bought tortillas.
Extra fishy.
Like, yeah, that's terrible. God damn it. And you start like extending your tongue. You'd be like Kingpin.
In the spirit of food, in this state, a company takes pizza to new heights with air delivery.
Ooh. Air delivery.
Minnesota.
Colorado.
I like, but
you got a state? You're not going to go? You're going to wait?
New York.
An Alaska company has taken pizza to new heights by providing airplane deliveries around the state. Papa Murphy's in Anchorage flies hundreds of miles to deliver about 150 pizzas each week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alaska, man, airplanes, that's one of the, you know, they're probably more popular in Alaska. Airplanes are probably more popular in Alaska than motorcycles are in Arizona.
Yeah.
They're just, well, that's how they get around up
there. They have to.
That's how they survive.
How much gas? How much is the gas, though? I mean, this pizza.
Well, you're
expensive.
Paying for it. You're, well, I don't know. You're paying for it. It's an expensive pizza, but I mean, that's just kind of what they do in Alaska.
You got the pipeline right there. You just pop it right in your.
Just throw it right in the pipeline. Let the pipeline ship it down for you.
Well, no, but to fill up your plane, you just.
I don't know. When I read it, I was thinking, okay, let's order pizza, and then duck and cover when it falls out of the.
Yeah, they just drop it. Like, you're out of
little parachutes.
Supply, little, and demand. Supply and demand.
What's Hunger Games action with the little,
the little pods,
when they deliver the pods?
Well, what they could do is take a note from Amazon and start dropping or delivering them with drones.
The drones would probably freeze.
All right.
Well, wow.
Okay, last but not least, this animal shelter says the world's worst cat is up for adoption.
I think how do they know it's the world's worst?
I think we should go get her. The world's worst cat is available for adoption. Just ask Mitchell County Animal Rescue Organizations in North Carolina.
What's so bad about the kitty?
Yeah. So apparently it says we thought she was sick, but it just turns out she's a jerk.
Yeah, they're all PETA. They're all supposed to love animals.
It says dogs, children, the Dixie Chicks, Disney movies, Christmas, and the last but not least, hugs. She dislikes them all.
Oh, maybe she just
What was that list again? Dixie Chicks,
dogs, children, the Dixie Chicks, Disney movies, Christmas, and last but not least, hugs. So she's been
I don't
in
like
and out
half of those
homes.
Things.
She's been in and out of homes apparently. I don't know. So they're looking for somebody to adopt the world's worst cat. So if you're, she's 4 years old.
That is
in North Carolina.
That is the worst. The worst. You know, like, hey, come adopt this really shitty cat.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it. We don't want to kill it, though.
Yeah. Why?
But make it your problem.
What's the idea of advertising them that way? Is that just you think that's a attention getter to get people to look at the cat?
Maybe.
Yeah. And it says, no, this cat is just a jerk. I mean, they continue to just say that it's just a jerk cat. So in my mind, I'm thinking, OK, most cats. Well, I guess it depends. But most cats don't like to be hugged anyway. So,
yeah.
Most cats don't like to be seen.
They just want to be left alone.
Not
so what are you trying to do? Yeah, not our cats. But what are you trying to do to cause the cat to be something other than what it's just inherently born to be? A jerk. That's why Jeremy likes cats.
Somebody sent me this meme and it said, I was unable to breathe at night. So I recorded myself. And then you see him sleeping at night and there's a cat that goes up to him and crawls on his face and falls asleep on his face. But somebody said that to me because of, you know, how the sleep apnea stuff, I recorded myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this is you. The freaking cat on his face.
Yep. It just says that the cat is one of the main things is that it's a socially awkward cat that needs a socially awkward human who understands personal space.
Cat ladies.
Crazy cat ladies.
Yeah. So this is a marketing ploy to get crazy cat ladies to come adopt this cat.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Because they want to be the nicest one. They're going to be the savior.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus.
Well, they have in doing a hunt, they have an entire page for Florida funny news stories.
Oh.
An
Florida
entire
man.
Site.
Yes. Not now, though.
We'll dedicate a whole episode later this month to crazy hot Florida stories.
Yeah.
All right, Heidi, is that it?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Heidi.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. We will talk more about the whole Kobe Bryant thing. And we'll obviously give you guys more updates on the
impeachment.
What ends up happening with the impeachment. Yeah, exactly.
The nothing that happens with the impeachment.
Oh, Jesus.
I just want to go on record and say Clinton killed Epstein.
Oh, wow. That's a reach.
Hey, guys. Who are you calling for the Super Bowl, Tim?
Who's
playing?
Chiefs and Niners?
Yeah. Wow, Jeremy.
Niners,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only reason why I know is because the person at work that sits on the other side of the wall from me is a Chiefs fan, and the person that sits behind me on the other side of the wall is a Niners fan. So
that's
the only reason why I know.
I'm going to go, unfortunately, I'm going to go Niners.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Chiefs on this one.
From what I've heard rumors of, Chiefs is what I thought too, or think too.
Yep. Yeah.
But I could care less about either.
Who cares?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, those are our predictions. We will catch you all next time. Have a good night. Adios.
Bye. Guten Tag.
Bye.